Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live in the Day with Jay. I am your host, Jay. Happy Juneteenth. God, we've had a really trying time getting on the air today. I don't know what's going on. I think either it's the storm or it's just human error that's messing up today. I don't know. But welcome to the show. We got a great show for you today. We are going to be joined today by David Wilson Brown. He is running for U.S. Congress. Can't wait to talk to him. I am going to play a clip of the Juneteenth. It's a clip of Juneteenth, but I think they're celebrating Juneteenth in Minnesota. I want you to hear this clip and hear the importance of this clip or what they're trying to get across on today's show. Number to call is 515-602-9785. That number again is 515-602-9785. Also, we're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on in our communities, why we should be paying very close attention, especially in the Gastonia area, why we should be paying close attention to what's going on in our community with not only what's going on with our communities, but health-wise. We need to be paying attention to what's going on. And I know y'all are seeing my little African cloth here, and it came from Equatorial New Guinea, so it's authentic. It ain't nothing I got at the flea market, so don't be hating. you guys, we have a lot to get to, short time to do it, and I want you guys to stay along for the ride, all right? Number to call is 515-602-9785. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day.
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K-Cup Records. You're listening to Live in the Day with Jay Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
This song I want to talk to the hustlers out there, you know, you cats doing your thing, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
there's a better way, you know what I'm saying? I just want to talk to you, just listen to me right now.
Break out of the ghetto was a day-to-day fight. Been down so long, getting up didn't cross my mind. But I knew there was a better way of life, and I was just trying to find. You don't know what to do until you put on the pressure. Across 110th Street, a hell of a tester. Across 110th Street, pimps trying to catch a woman. Better way out, snorting that coke, shooting that dope, man, you're copping now. Take my advice.
but you gotta be strong if you wanna survive. The family on the other side of town, we can't have without a ghetto around. In every city you find the same thing going down. Harlem is the capital of every ghetto.
This is Jay Dime of Made Men, and you're live in the day with Jay.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 515-602-9785. That number again is 515-602-9785. Guys, if you get a chance, go to Apple iTunes and you can click or you can type in Live in the Day with Jay Radio Show. Go to the show's site on iTunes and click subscribe, rate it. That's all I need for you to do. I need that support, guys. Just click rate, whatever rating you want to give me, whether it's a one, a half a one, it don't matter. Subscribe. I need for you guys to subscribe. And you can listen to all the shows on there for free on iTunes. Also, you can pick up the show on Spotify, too. It's also on Spotify, and it is normally and always on iHeartRadio. Check out the show, guys. Support the show. All I need is a click. I mean, y'all do that. Y'all click things on Facebook you don't even want to like, but you do, that don't make any sense. So just give me a like. That's all. Just give me a click. Let me know that you support me. Juneteenth. Very, very, very special time today with Juneteenth, with it being Juneteenth. Let me say this. Before I play this one clip I want you to listen to, let me say this. This Juneteenth, there is a special meaning. It should be a special meaning. Yes, this is the day that the rest of the slaves waited to hear of their freedom, of our freedom, that is. This is that. But in this day and time, what Juneteenth should mean to you right now, this should be a time where we start over. I'm not saying slavery and all that. I'm not saying that. Mentally, we need to start over as a people. Mentally, we need to get our mind right. Mentally, we need to start saying, okay, this year is the year. Not only I am going to acknowledge what my people, but I am going to change the way I deal with my people. That's important, guys. We have to change the way that we deal with each other. We are going to have to start dealing with each other on a whole nother level. We're going to have to start dealing with each other in love, unity, and support. That's the only way we're going to get ahead. The only way we're going to be able to do something is if we stop giving each other the side eye and start talking and helping and loving and supporting one another like we should. Y'all know how much power that is when you are one unified unit. Well, of course you do, because I know everybody that listens to the show takes the day off of Dr. King holiday. So if you understand Dr. King's method of nonviolent approach and unity, then you know how powerful numbers are. You know how powerful it is for the black community to be in numbers, a unified front. You know that. So today's the day. Not only is today the day to celebrate the independence of the black man and woman in America, but it is the day to start a new beginning mentally. Mentally. With everything that's going on, you should beg for unification within the community. That has to happen. That has to happen. Only way we are going to see this thing through is if we stay together. I keep saying that because I want you guys to understand. There are a lot of young people out there who are doing the thing right now. They are really showing us what unification is and what unification peacefully should be looking like right now. Now, there's some out there doing what they shouldn't be doing. Trust me. But on the same token, I understand. I understand where the anger comes from. I'm not saying go tear up your neighborhoods. I'm not saying go tear up things that you're going to need. Don't do that. Don't do that. That's not where we need to be with this. Collectively, we can defeat this collectively without that. I promise you. There's enough talented, smart, loving people in our community that we can overcome that. Remember what I told you yesterday, the words of Dr. King. The only thing that can defeat evil is what? And that's love. That's love. So we need to really, in consideration, and start putting it into what we want to be a successful community. Go vote. Please, people, go vote. Do your research. Vote for who you want to, but go vote and put the right people in the places that need to be in those places that will definitely make sure that they have your agenda. That's what you need to do. You got to vote for people that got your agenda. You can't vote for people that don't have your agenda, or this is what happens. This is what happens. We have people wanting to open up when they know they shouldn't open up because you got an illness going around here, a sickness going around here that's taking people out or making people really sick. You put the right people in place, you won't have to hear that mess. If you do the research and earnestly take your time, I promise you, you will choose the right people. Get behind some of these groups that are doing some things active in the community. Everything should not be a fad. Everything should not be because you go to such and such church or you go to such and such mosque and it looks good for you to be doing something for your church. Or that, man, if y'all don't quit, if y'all don't quit with that. And I know there's some people that's going to be mad at me for saying that, but it's okay. You can be mad at me. I understand. I still love you the same. I still want the very same for you. I want to be successful in our community. Start being a part of things. Start showing our young people that we do care. Start showing our young people that it's not all about words, but it's in actions. They need to see action from us. They don't need to hear any more words. They need to see action. They need to see us visible. They need to see us backing them up. They need to see us mentoring them. We need to be teaching them the right way. Some of them have all the greatest ideas ever, young people that is, but they don't know how to go about it. And so that's when you get that violent outbreak and people doing things they shouldn't be doing because they don't know how to channel what they have. And see, we need to be teaching them how to channel that, how to get that to the right forefront. And I'm telling you, once we do that, sit back and watch. Sit back and watch. They are going to be the ones that finish this for us. I promise you. That's right, Ms. D. Yeah, stop trying to be out there to shine. That's one of the things. Everybody want TV time. Everybody want to be on the in the paper. And I, you know what? It don't matter. You can do all that all day long, but it's not going to get you anywhere. It's just going to get you about 15 minutes of fame. That's all it's going to get you. And then after that, then what? I'm going to play this clip. It is, they're up in Minnesota, and they're in, I think it's Minnesota, and they're celebrating Juneteenth. And I want you to hear, listen to them, what they say and how they explain it and how it makes them feel. It's absolutely wonderful. All right?
This world is one great battlefield with forces all arrayed. If in my heart I do not yield, I'll overcome someday. I'll overcome. In my heart, I do not yield. I'll overcome someday.
Like the Civil War itself, slavery didn't end with one decisive act. After the Battle of Antietam in September 1862, President Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation in January 1863. It declared all persons held as slaves within the rebellious states to be free. Northern abolitionists welcomed the proclamation as a first step, while Southern slave owners ignored it. Ending slavery would take a constitutional amendment passed in January 1865, Robert E. Lee's surrender at Appomattox in April 1865, the heroism of many enslaved families, and the Union Army itself to personally deliver the news to the most remote corners of the conquered Confederacy.
The proclamation that Lincoln signed didn't find its way into Texas, which is where my father's family is from, and the Rambo family, until mid-June of 1865.
On June 19th, Union General Gordon Granger arrived in Galveston and personally delivered the news.
The people of Texas are informed that, in accordance with a proclamation from the Executive of the United States, all slaves are free. This involves an absolute equality of personal rights and rights of property between former masters and slaves, and the connection heretofore existing between them becomes that between employer and hired labor.
There was a lot of celebration, but there was also a lot of sadness, a lot of concern, a lot of fear. Both enslaved Africans and those who held slaves didn't know what really to do now. As freed Americans, where were we to go?
<laughs> 150 years later, June 19th is a day of remembrance and celebration.
I think my first Juneteenth celebration was when I was 6 or 7, because I remember roasted ears of corn, and this was in Austin, Texas. And then coming here, I was surprised and really astounded to find out that Minneapolis, St. Paul have such a strong connection with Juneteenth. It stands to reason with the number of people who probably migrated this far north who brought with them that tradition.
Every year in Texas, Minnesota, and around the country, Juneteenth is marked with music, food, and fellowship.
We are celebrating at Mississippi Regional Park. There's all ages here. I just see all kinds of people and colors.
It's amazing to me that, especially among the African-American culture, we have a little bit of a fear of embracing that history, you know, because there's some shame connected to slavery. I don't feel that way. I feel that that is such an important part of who I am as a person. The strength that I have within me comes from that struggle.
African American Independence Day.
Absolutely.
We're celebrating.
Yep. Our day of liberation. Our day of liberation.
It's important to have opportunities for us to celebrate our oneness, our wholeness, our completeness, our dynamic selves. It's vital to African American people to have an opportunity, a date that heralds the importance of who we are as a people and what we've been through as a people.
Juneteenth gives African American communities a chance to reflect on their ancestors' struggles and achievements, and also to spotlight current issues.
There is a lot going on in this world. There's a lot of anger, a lot of frustration, and a lot of uneasiness. The foundation you have can kind of give you a little bit more of a sure footing, because you can look and say, well, wait, my family made it through this hatred. Somehow they made it through. Yes. So take that strength and go up to the next level.
I love seeing the support that I get every year. It's always new people I'm meeting and hopefully collaborating with them so we can have Juneteenth and not let it die. It's so important.
If in my heart I do not yield, I'll overcome someday.
So if that doesn't make you think a little bit, I don't know what will. Juneteenth is very special. It's very special. It should have more meaning right now, today. It should have more meaning. Not only is the day you acknowledge, as I stated before, not only is it the day you acknowledge that our brothers and sisters got their freedom, or was promised their freedom, I'll say that. But in this day and time, today, this is a time to restart our way of thinking. This is a time to say, okay, we need to stop going against one another. We need to stop going against one another. We need to stop what is good for our community, jumping in front of it to try to get ourselves some publicity. We need to stop the jealousy. Jealousy, that is. We need to stop it. We need to stop not wanting to see someone who has a vision close to yours succeed. Y'all, we are going to have to get ourselves together. We are going to have to be one united front. And I had somebody ask me one day, they's like, hey, Jay, why do you say that so much? Why do you say we need to stop or we need to be one united front all the time? We need to stop going against each other so much. And I looked at them and I said, because we do. How many times have you seen a great thing happen and it just starts with implosion? Brother Crump, that's right. Stop that jealousy. That's the thing. That is the thing that is killing our community, our struggle, our progress. That jealousy is something. I tell you a story one time. I was at the mall, pulled up at the mall, and pulled up beside this guy, his brother, and he had a black Mercedes. It was really nice Mercedes. Really nice Mercedes. I can't remember what I was driving, but it wasn't no Mercedes. And I got out the car and I said, brother, I said, that's a nice car. He looks up at me. He says, oh, okay, thanks. I said, tell me how I can get one of those. And this ninja looks at me and says, get a job. I said, oh, man. I said, really? I said, that's what it is? I said, that's very disappointing. I said, but I got a job. I said, I just wanted to know how I could get one like you. That is our mentality, guys. As simple as that story is or was, that is our mentality. We don't want to help one another because we're so afraid that that next person that we help is going to be better and bigger than us, or that they got something we don't have. I'm telling you, that is a stumbling block in our community. I really, truly used to blame it on the other man. I did. I used to blame it on the white man. But they not getting off the hook now because they do contribute. But right now, it's internal. It's us. It's us. Sometimes we are our own worst enemy. And I hate to come at you like that on Juneteenth, but this is some harsh truths that need to be told. These are some truths that we need to come to reckon with. Only then will we be able, guys, to really sit with one another and strategically strategize and make things happen the way they should happen. Man, I'm about progress. I'm about progress. I love my people. Let's get that straight. I love my people. I don't care if you don't like me for saying that. I love my people. All the time, not all the time, my people love me, but it's okay. It's okay. Because I'm going to continue to give this platform for you. I'm going to continue to do the things that I need to do for my people so that they can get off of this jealousy trip with each other and start to progress. Guys, we got to progress. I plead with you right now, if you guys just take a minute and look around what's going on in our own lives, in our world right now, we have to be unified. We have to hurt the same. We have to cry the same. We have to laugh the same. We have to definitely rejoice the same. We have to. If we don't, I promise you guys, we are going to be in a whole world of trouble. We're already in a whole world of trouble, but I think we're coming out of it. I think we are beginning to be enlightened. And I'm telling you, once you enlighten a group of people and they all are on the same, they are all on the same, it is going to be a very beautiful thing. Going to be a beautiful thing. Get behind the groups, guys, that are doing positive things in the community. You guys know how I feel about Push. You know how I feel about Push. Get behind Push. Even though the march is not happening this Sunday, I promise you, get behind and you will see. You will see what we are trying to get done. I told you, Push consists of all-stars, all-stars in the area. I ain't never in my life seen so many gifted people be on one unified front that's getting ready to change history. And nobody's trying to be popular. We just love our community. We love our young people. We love our seniors. We love progression in our community. And that's what we're trying to do. So if anybody else tell you wrong, then they're lying. And I tell them and their mama they lying. But guys, we have to get on this thing together. I'm going to play a clip. We're going to take a quick break. I got to take a break real quick. But we're going to come back and I'm going to play a clip from the late, great Dick Gregory. And I want you to hear his message to the black man. And it's going to give you something to think about. Number to call is 515-602-9785. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
meus ancestrais. Me vi de perto, nu como um deserto, errante, navegante no mar sem fim. Foi quando eu vi ela ancorar no cais. Do meu olhar ela é a expressão da paz. É ardentia, pura simetria, minha deusa Vênus.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, aka the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
Something is happening in our world.
Criminals, factories, illiterate,
masses
uneducated,
of people are rising
up. Negative characteristics you can think of, type of person.
Wherever they are, the
teachings of the Honorable
today,
Elijah Muhammad. And because
they are
of the impact that it had upon me,
Africa,
and giving me a desire to reform myself,
Nairobi,
and rehabilitate
Kenya,
myself
Broadway,
for the first time
New York
in my life,
City,
and
Atlanta,
also
Georgia,
the
Jackson, Mississippi,
that it has upon others,
our ministers,
that's what made
Tennessee,
me effective.
The cry is always the same,
being,
we want
the,
to be free.
The teachings of the Honorable Jesus Christ, and immediately did instill within me such a high degree of racial pride and racial dignity that I wanted to be somebody, and I realized that I couldn't be anybody by begging the white man for what he had, but that I had to get out here and try and do something for myself or make something out of myself.
You are now listening to Live of the Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 515-602-9785. That number again is 515-602-9785. Before we left and had this little break, we were talking about our community and what should be happening between our leaders. We've talked about some things that that we really, truly need to do a little different in our community. I want to leave you, well, I'm not going to leave you yet, but I want you to hear this message from the late, great Dick Gregory. And I want you to hear his message to the young blacks. And I think this is so fitting, being that it's Juneteenth. I need for you guys to get to grasp what he's trying to say. So here is the late, great Dick Gregory.
And don't make the mistake that most of your mothers and fathers made. When I wake up in the morning, my prayers, and I thank God I woke up, the Ku Klux Klan woke up this morning, the drug pushers woke up this morning, I thank God that I made another 24 hours in the most vicious, nasty, hateful, insane nation that's ever existed, with my wits, without hating, without being bitter, and without being mean. And I thank God that I survived 24 hours in that type of atmosphere, with the type of amusement and friendliness. And so I would say to young folks, don't be in a state of denial of the racism and sexism, but don't let that block you. Don't teach your children that you have to be twice as good as a white. That's an awful thing to teach your child.
Mm-hmm.
That's like saying because you're black, white America has a right to change your dollar for 94 cents. But we used to get 50 cents, and before that we used to get nothing. Young folks have to say, we don't want more change for a dollar. Excuse me, we want a full dollar's change for a dollar, or this cash register will never ring again.
Yeah.
I would also like for young blacks to understand that about 83% of all employment happened with small businesses. And excuse me, if you don't have a small business, then you have nobody to work for you. And I would say to young blacks, get into entrepreneurship. We will never catch up with white America till we get into business, because there's a thing called tax write-offs. And if you have a job and come together, 10 of you, and open up a corporation and have somebody run it, you hire somebody to run it, but you have tax write-offs. 98% of people that fly first class on airplanes would not be there if that wasn't a write-off. And yet, on that first class, they gave away last year $800 million, almost $1 billion of free whiskey. But if a welfare mother asked for some apple juice for the baby,
mm-hmm.
she'd laugh at.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say entrepreneurship. And then understand that we will never survive as a group until we get into communities and not neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
A community is, I control the police, the banks, the schools, the firefighters, and I control the floor of the money. And I have no problem when I go in a Jewish neighborhood and the shop owners are Jewish, and I go into an Italian neighborhood and the shop owners are Italian. I have a problem when I come in a black neighborhood and the shop owners is not me. A Korean has a right to come in and buy my shop for $30 million more than it's worth. That's good business. But if we decide that we're not going to do business with that one, then he'll have to sell it back, or she'll sell it back to a black person for $1 million.
Yes.
And then the money circulates and circulates, and that's how you change. We've been so busy dealing with the hurt and the pain and the misery and glamorizing a hand few that have made it, that we have never really looked at, like they say, your role model. If you haven't got a role model in your house, you should fall on your knees and
yes.
pray to God, because something is wrong.
Yes.
And so I would say to young folks, it's not about alcohol, but it's hard for me to say that to you when a five-year-old got to reach past mama's beer and papa's wine to get some mayonnaise. I would also say to young folks that the number one drug that will wipe you out is not cocaine, it's not heroin, it's marijuana. And they deliberately make that a recreation drug, but it stays in the muscles, it stays in the blood, and it will wipe out your memory bank. And also, this is the first time in the history of TB that TB has always been known as poor folks. It's the first time that TB is not running rampant in the ghetto. It's running rampant in middle-income white America because it's the marijuana that they spray, and that's no accident. And so I would just say to young folks, you have to reevaluate everything you've been taught. I would say to the black folks that just because a black person is 90 years old don't mean they have wisdom, and you need to listen to them, because if you was dumb and stupid when you was 9, you're dumb and stupid when you 90.
That was Dick Gregory, courtesy of YouTube. He was on an interview on YouTube. So many gems in what he just said. And one of the main things he said is that we need to stop with the neighborhood stuff and start turning those into communities. Because in communities is when you control almost everything. Isn't that what we want? Don't we want our black communities to have the same things as some of these other communities? See, those are the things that I've been telling y'all about. See, we will go and we will spend all our money going to a Mexican restaurant or going to eat Chinese or going to eat Italian. But if Mama Soul Food Shack down the street opens up, don't nobody want to go. Nobody want to go because they think that they when they walk in there, because they black, they need to get a hookup. They need to get a hookup or a discount. If you can't get a hookup or a discount from a black-owned business and you're black, then you think they'll sell out. But yet and still, the same thing they selling, you'll go down to the Chinese restaurant and you'll pay almost double for. You'll wait in a long line. You're going to a Mexican restaurant. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that. What I'm saying is don't diss your own community businesses, thriving your community, for another business that don't give two ticks about you. Because I can almost promise you, you go to that Japanese or that Chinese restaurant and you ask them, you say, hey, look, this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to do some solidarity in our community. We're trying to make some things happen. We need all the support we can get. If you are willing to even donate some signs to us, that would be great. I bet you they'd look at you like you're crazy. But if you go down to Mama's Soul Food Shack, even though you don't want to spend your money in there, and you ask her, I promise you, she's going to say, what do you need? She's going to say, and I can also feed you. Man, y'all better get it together. Get it together. Those are the things that keeps communities going, keeps negative influences out of your community. Because I don't like the fact that we have communities around here where teenage prostitution and pregnancy is at an all-time high. High school dropouts at an all-time high. Drugs are still at an all-time high. Fighting, crime. You can stand on many corners and you can see these things. I don't like our communities that happens in. But we have the power to stop that. We have the power to stop that. Get behind your black-owned businesses. Support them. Because I just told you, in a united front, we will be more powerful. I promise you. Be more powerful than what you can even imagine. This is why I do the Artist Festival every year. This is why I get with some of the brothers that have things going on and I try to support. I try to support everything I can, guys. This platform is your platform. I've told you that. That's why I've done this show. All right, guys, I'd like to thank you for continuing to support the show. Thank you for supporting this show because I do this for you. I love you guys, and I will not change one hair about me just to get other people to like me. I am who I am. You take it or leave it. Take it or leave it. Make sure you guys tell somebody you love them today because you might not get it tomorrow. Tomorrow's not promised. That's why I tell you guys each and every day I love you with the greatest love I know, and that's the love of God because he gives it to me each and every day. Each and every day. We didn't have David Wilson on today. I don't know why, but maybe we'll have him on next week. Happy Juneteenth. Don't look at it as the beginning of freedom. Look at it as today, the beginning of a new and improved black man and woman in America. Because we get ready to progress. We're going to progress so good. It's going to be unbelievable. I see you guys next week. You have definitely been live in the day with Jay. All right, Facebook.